Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, shalom, Chaburim. Here, here, here. Here on the second day of the Shabuah, here, here in this fourth, we're at the fourth Torah reading and feeding. Wayera, Wayera. Yes, I, Wayera. And he appeared. Yes, I. Rastafari, here, here. The Monday podcast on the In and the I. We have today's daily psalm, a prayer before a backup. May Jah rest the soul of Colin Powell. Just got to hear that, you know, the once honorable man, he praised Haile Selassie in his book. Just to note that there, if you haven't checked out Colin Powell's book, we'll try to find that particular clip and excerpt. That's one of the reasons why we had got the book when we saw that, you know, I think a native son of Jamaica, he had some Jamaica, Benjamin kind of relation right there, there, there. Yeah, he praised his man. See, all this was before he got caught up with the bushes, he got caught in the bushes and everything, got caught out there with the lies about WMAs, you know, the weapons of mass, WMDs, actually, the WMAs, the weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, but anyway, said that he passed away from what's called again, COVID-19 complications and everything, even though he was fully vaccinated. You know, we have a lot of ones on that, on that whole ass shit, you know, promoting the vaccines as though they really know what the consequences of these things going to be. But you know, some of them claim self-professed atheists, so they never don't check for God. So, you know, God damn them. But damn, you know, speaking about Colin Powell, he passing away and everything, just a kind of look a word right here, here, here. I know some of y'all might be hating on him because of the WMDs thing, but just, you know, just recognize and everything. You know, he spoke highly of the King of Kings, of his Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie. It's a shame because he was going to run for president. You know, before the Bushes, you know, jumped in and baby Bush jumped in and then he jumped out. And then, you know, they gave this honorable man a real messed up mission that he went to fulfill. You know, the whole UN thing, everybody's going to be playing it and pointing the fingers at him. But all we say right here is may Jah, you know, rest his soul. But interestingly enough here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 20, a prayer, prayer, prayer right here before a backup, before a battle. So here, here, here for this Wayera, for this fourth sabbatical study here, for this Shabbat strong. So here we pick up right here and he appeared. Wayera, Yera, and he appeared. Tegeletelet. Here we have the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. In the house of Abraham, the revelation of the Trinity in the house of Abraham for this fourth sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Hopefully we get to touch on it here. Here, the second day of the Shabuah, first day of the Babylonian working week, but the second day of Jah's week right here, of the seven. You know, the second day of the seven right here for the Monday podcast here on the In and the Ira. Let's ride up.
Out in the street, they call it
Discipleship Radio.
And here, here, the first word said from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty from the Ethiopian Tewahedo. Tewahedo is what I and I Orthodoxy is called. Some say Orthodox Tewahedo, but really it's Tewahedo. Tewahedo, some say Tewahedo, but Tewahedo. Right, that oneness right there, the true oneness, God and man as one, one, one. Yes, I hear from the Kedasha.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun. Inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe yetaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up and out. Stretch forth your hands.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Hear, hear, rise up to chant his Farai, Prince Farai. Today's the evening psalm, standing psalm here, Psalm 48.
Praise is alive, praise to be praised to the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, yeah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for lo, the kings assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seen the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced. Yeah, let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yeah. Walk about Zion and go around about it. Tell it to us before, yeah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful for education, for joy. And the whole earth, yeah. He's Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travel. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel, yard. I saw a ship travels with east wind. And we as herbs haven't seen the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, yeah. Yeah.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever,
guide,
forever,
forever. For Ivan, 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 no debt. Yes, I. For Ivan, Ivan. Here, the Royal Amharic of the evening psalm here for the second day of the seven, second day of the Shabuah, second day of the strong.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
መዝሙር 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ ማምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ኢዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48.
Mizmor menhet, shir mizmor livne kora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide.
Rastafari, give thanks to the brothers and sisters who have gone forward to the gates of Zion. As the psalm says, have forded and also tell of the land, its name of the man. Rastafari truly is not a religion. Rastafari is the man Ketamari Haile Selassie, and Ketamari Haile Selassie is the god Jah Rastafari. That's right, that was the Hebrew right here.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Yes, yes, yes. The evening psalm here for the second day of the Shavuot. Here in the Hebrew and the Bible.
Africa is a man. You have to jump on this, Zion, right? Do it.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו, רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך, השמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצווי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, סגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
מזמור ממחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwark. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever,
Yeah.
Salamta, peaceful greeting. Salamta, Tena Yistalin. And here, Ras Johnny, DJ Khan with Ethiopia. Salamta.
Hope Entertainment.
Everything is dying.
Come.
Rajani.
Allah.
Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Latvia.
Wagwan, Ethiopia.
From Dubai for the love of Ethiopia. Africa land shines to Africa. Divide the people, something is magical. Ethiopia is a reggae capital. I pray, just I wanna visit ya. I pray, major blessed ya. No way, not gonna leave it now. Day after day, I can't believe it now.
Johnny right there. And here. Haile Jesus on this platform giving us that first-hand witness account of Ethiopia and the investment works. Going to have more to share on that as I them can. Of course, assist with this building up Zion. Here. Bahitawi. Make I and I happy.
Ship Radio.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Haile Jesus. Check it.
Ah, ooh.
leaves, Ethiopia, I thought that a Christian cemetery.
Please bury me, pray for me indeed.
Women pray are Israel black and they are not peace. But how do we fight? Black peace. Women see Babylon are just the ancient monarchy. But how do we make me happy? Women say Israel is black and they are not peace. But how do we fight? Black peace. Women see Babylon are just the ancient monarchy. In the mountains, where behind the wisdom, the invisible man, no one knows where we've gone. Maybe he stands like a damn spoon, or maybe I zoom. Seen him holding a mezcal like Gorky sitting pantone. He don't deal with Jones, he deals with Jah alone. He said obedience is more blessed in the breast of the womb. He said Babylon doom. So the transgression in Solomon's throne, the what do we chase? Ethiopia, Africa, is black people home. The what do we burn? Pin they Catholic, what do we burn Rome? Chama, I tell them, what do we beat strong? What do we burn dirt? What do we burn long? What do we chase? Me cattle is sad.
Chama, Jesus, and go home.
What do we make me happy? When them say Israel is black, and they are not happy. Do we start love this? We need to have a bill and a gist. The ancient monarchy. I want to be free. I won't leave Ethiopia. I thought that a Christian cemetery. Please bury me and pray for me and give. Oh, do we make me happy when them say Jesus Christ is black and they hear nappy? But how do we start lucky when we see Babylon and I just highly celestial? But how do we make me happy when we say Israel black and they hear nappy? But how do we start lucky when we see a Babylon and I just the ancient monarchy? So but how do we say the bird told him to carve a church out of a stone? Just like if it's Kadoosh, you can feel him, but you don't know when he's gone. Bahata, we don't eat flesh. The Bahata, we don't suck bone. I hear he eats one leaf from a tree before noon. He walked past me in white raiment, Nazi dread and turban, holding a cross indeed. He said, yes, the Christ will soon come. Spend this time in Zion, Mariam, next to the Tabat Prayan. He never misses a holy day or church celebration, because much is expected, too much is given. The father we make the happy, William say a King David black on his hair nappy. The father we call lofty, when they see a Babylon a gist, highly celestial. The father we make the happy, when him say Moses is black on his hair nappy. The father we call lofty, when they see a Babylon a gist, the ancient monarchy. In a day mountain, where Bahata we zone, the invisible man, no one knows where we gone. Maybe he can take a damn tone, or maybe I zoom. Me see them holding a mezcal like Gorky sitting on stone. Don't deal with Joan, he deals with God alone. He says obedience is more blessed than the breast of the womb. He says Babylon doom, for the transgression in flower throne. The Bahata we says Ethiopia is black people home. The Bahata we burn Pente Catholic, the Bahata we burn Rome. Chama Ida Lem, Bahata we feet strong. Bahata we burn Sturk, Bahata we burn Sloan. Bahata we save McCatley Sat, Pana scissors and comb. The Bahata we make me happy, when he say I just was crystal black and his hair nappy. The Bahata we die happy, when he see a Babylon a just the ancient monarchy.
Bye, Kawi! Make me happy when they say Jesus Christos black and is he a nappy. Yes, I by Hitawi, Hari Jesus, by Tawi, by Hitawi. And as I did. Bahitawi, make I and I happy when they say Jesus Christos black and is here not be. Batawi, Ahudat, Batawi, Bahitawi. Yes, I, defenders of Zion.
Basima, consider the ancient sluggard. What works out there with no overseer?
Yes, another Hallelujah's tune right there. There, defenders of Zion. Hey, Snoop Lion, what the man say?
We just found out that he was a descendant of Haile Selassie. I was telling somebody, I was telling my friend, I said, he looks like him.
That's he's a first descendant of him.
Well, he looks like those guys, Etria.
Eritrean. He is Eritrean. Yeah, that's what his, like, that's what his nationality is.
Tell us about him.
Ethiopian. That's Solomon's bloodline.
Oh, wow.
King Solomon.
The king of all kings.
Wow.
The triple crown. Walk with lions. Yeah, believe that. Gave Queen Elizabeth a lion. Sent her one back in the days. The only one with the triple crown. Aliyah Selassie. Ja Rastafari.
Put your lighters up.
Yes, sir.
Charlie. Tell them, don't trouble I and I.
Oh.
Let's go. Yeah, man, it's music. Yeah, man. Fire where you was burn up them judgment. Yeah. Here's how to be lyrical. You smash what you say. Don't be hypocritical, just critical. Woo. Righteousness, praise us, safari, liberty is Levitical.
I pull down to troubles. I rest the fire when the blaze is a go burn you up. Oi, I pull down to troubles. I rest the bullet in the barrel, I go bubble up. I pull down to troubles. I rest the fire when the blaze is a go burn you up. Oi, Babylon down to troubles. Say, master down to burn the good. The dirty bastard and the brute. But them in the town we don't know shoot. They ain't telling us about the fucking truth. I'm gonna get to you, them go kill and loot. I ain't done right, we'll ever loot. When you're loading up him youth, King Selassie, I alone get me salute. Firebun, not if you want, not even loop. Hey, I tell you nothing must do. Yo, don't want to be clear, it goes a boo. Don't go take my fat sexy girls, them work huge. Yo, hey, I fall down to trouble us. I rest the food in my barrel, I go bubble up, boy. I fall down to trouble us. I rest the blood in my vein, I go bubble up, boy. I fall down to trouble us. I rest the fire over the blaze, I go burn you up. And that them hype, well send them come. Me a burn them up tonight, and then them know. Guns are alone, we go run them down. This go lunge and me gun them down. Yeah. I you fool down to trouble us. I rest the blood in me fear, not go bubble up, oh, oh, boy. I fool down to trouble us. I rest the fire over the blaze, if I go burn you up, yeah. I fool down to trouble us. Let me get to you, freedom to struggle us, why? I fool down to trouble us. I rest them, judgment, I go bubble up. From the girl, I look them a glint. Ah, oh, them a whisper, them a wink. What am I do? Oh, what am I think? Good. I a steal, them a think. They will try, them a blink. Take a mile if you try to take a inch. Yeah, they will try for a cock or a pinch. Hear the king, tell you now. I pull down to troubles. I rest the fire when the blaze is a go burn you up. Oi, I pull down to troubles. I rest the bullet in the barrel, I go bubble up. I pull down to troubles. I rest the fire when the blaze is a go burn you up. Babylon down to trouble us. Say, master down to burn the truth. The dirty bastard and the brute. Put them in the town, we gonna shoot. They ain't telling us them about the fucking truth. I'm gonna get to you, them go kill and loot. I ain't done right, we'll ever loot. Yo's, play the one you're loading up him youth. King Selassie, I alone get me salute. Firebun, not give you more, not even loot. Hey, I tell you nothing must do. Yo, don't wanna be clear, it goes a boo. Can't go take my fat sexy girls, them work huge. To trouble us. I rest the bullet in my barrel, I go bubble up, boy. I pull down to trouble us. I rest the blood in my vein, I go bubble up, oh boy. I pull down to trouble us. I rest the fire over the blaze, I go burn you up.
Right here. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order. The Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 20. Here.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call.
When we call upon him, Rastafari, Ketamah, Hadassalah, and say, yes, I, don't the I, Lord, deliver, I live, I and I.
Let the naked be clothed. Let the hungry be fed.
cause it all to fear.
Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 20, a prayer before Habakkuk. May all the enemies and haters be confounded. Oh, Jah!
I'm used to every life of prosperity. King Rastafari, how we go down black everything. Whoa. Every life of prosperity. Rastafari, how we go down black everything. And even for my sons and my daughters, yeah. And thy mother and thy father. Lengths and days and we'll prosper. The last eyes are master, yeah. For the enemies are confounded. Rastafari power overthrow them, yeah. No laughter, no slaughter. They not the word for your laughter. Who trick the people and say it's the pastor, Babylon. You're a dirty bastard, yeah. For the enemies are confounded, yeah. Rastafari knowledge overthrow them, yeah. What to do? Africa is my bad place. Depend on the fight. I see them all in their lurking place. For the innocent they wait. Put up them chopping flies. Hoping to see someone take the bite. They never have no expect to see what's left here. And my daughters, yeah. And my mother and father. Long the days and we are still prosper. I saw four eyes on master. And I am no love to no slaughter. You work a frosta, he's no mark with no laughter. Who treats the people like there is a pastor. Babylon, you're a dirty bastard.
For the enemies are confounded, yeah. And are those
Psalm 20, gonna get in it. Prayer before Habakkuk. So some who are sensitive, as it says in the Torah scrolls, gotta go through those war instructions because some might be a little sensitive about what's about to come next. But here on the podcast, today's daily Psalm 20. coming forward, forward, forward. But let's trample upon them, bun them out, run them out.
Push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up, push up, push up the light of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch when we done bun them, motherfuckers, them
motherfuckers, them motherfuckers. Yes, I. So some might be a little bit sensitive about them things, but are you a soldier or are you a civilian? You know, for the soldiers, you know, this is a prayer right here before a battle. And even though it's spiritual warfare, it is still warfare all the same. So a prayer right here, here, here. In Psalm, wow, in Psalm 20, it's got a little bit of reasoning. Calling, 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 brothers and sisters. Yes, I, yes, I. Support the podcast, the broadcast. Give thanks to the brothers and sisters regularly calling in, supporting the podcast. Heal up Ross Simon. Yes, I. Sister Stefania. Yes, I. Brother Morgan. Yes, I. Brother Dawid. Brother David. Yes, I. All the brothers and sisters will be here a year and a day, you know, just to go through the names. But give thanks, brothers and sisters. But here, today's daily psalm is Psalm 20. And in Deuteronomy, Orit Zedagim, in the Royal Amharic, Debarim, the words. Here in Deuteronomy, repetition of the Lord, chapter 20. We have in chapter 20 the law of warfare, the law of warfare. It's like when they say the rules of engagement. It says right here, check it, chapter 20, and here, 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 today's daily psalm, Psalm 20, right, 2020. And it's like good vision, they say it's 2020, right? So the enemies want to cause division, but I and I need to have a good vision. Even the prayer before battle, the prayer before a battle. Psalm 20, today's daily psalm. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 20, the law of warfare. Let's go through this right here for your ear, here, here, here again. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, the haters, and seest horses and chariots and people more than thou, or see their slander, their scoffing and mocking videos, getting a lot of numbers of views and stuff like that. That's like the same thing right there. They're there even in the social media warfare. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For Jehovah, thy Elohim, Eloheka, thy higher, thy power is with thee, that brought thee, the eye up, out of the land of Mizraim, of Egypt, or so-called Kemet, if you please. And it shall be, when y'all are come near to the battle, that the priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall approach and speak to Amo. Speak to the people, verse 3, and shall say to them, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, ye all approach this day to battle against your enemies, your haters, the scoffers and the mockers of Jah Rastafari and Haile Selassie the First and I and I, Rastafari. Make not your hearts faint. Don't allow your hearts to faint. Don't be weak-hearted. Don't allow your hearts to faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be y'all terrified because of them. For Yahweh Eloheka, Elohekem, for Jehovah, the I higher, the I power, highly I, is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers, the shotrim, in the Hebrew shadas, the shotrim, the officers shall speak to Amo, shall speak to the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house, a new bait, and have not livicated it? Make him go and return to Beito, to his house, lest he die in the battle. And another man dedicated, levicated, And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard, a vineyard, and hath not yet eaten of it? Make him also go and return to Beito, to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, a Isha, a woman, and hath not taken her? Make him go and return to Beito, to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the shotarim, the officers, the shadas, shall speak further to Amo, to the people. And they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted, fearful and weak-hearted? Make him go and return to Beito, to his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Now the ancients, the elders, you speak about weak heart, some weak heart. It's interesting right here, here in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 20, corresponding with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malkiah Tzedek. So we have a 2020, Psalm 20 here, and the law, HaTorah, the direction, instruction of warfare in Deuteronomy chapter 20. Let's go over verse 8, 28, right, 28. And the officers shall speak further to the people, to Jah people, to Amo, even Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael. And they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted and weak-hearted? Make him go and return to Beito, his house, lest, unless his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Interesting, the correspondence here, right? Love your brother as you love yourself. So if a man's heart weak, be weak-hearted, he might make his brother's heart weak-hearted. And it shall be when the shotarim, the officers, have made an end of speaking to Amo, to the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. Verse 10, when thou comest nigh near to a city to fight against it. Now, interesting, check out, take note, Talmudim, Dekam Ez Amorit, fellow disciples, take note of the Hebrew words for city in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. There's Keriot, Keriot, there's Ir. Ir is one kind of city, and there's Keriot, right? We're looking at the KJV right now. We'll pull up the Hebrew to find which word is being spoken of a city. Right? Because city is like an aggregation of thoughts and ideas, right? A city, not just looking at it in the physical sense, but the spiritual warfare, the metaphysical sense of a city. So you're coming up against like others that have the same ukri thought, right? Against his majesty or against I and I Rastafari. That's like a city, a consciousness, so to speak. When thou comest nigh near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace, shalom, peace to it. Remember what Robeinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Memherachin, Jesus Christos, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Jesus Christ says? He says that his peace, I and I peace, is not like the world peace, but a, what? A sword. And the word of Jehovah is that sword. When thou comest nigh to a city to fight against it, then proclaim shalom, peace to it. And it shall be, if it make peace, if it make thee answer of peace, we proclaim shalom, and it answer I and I shalom, and open to thee. Then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries. They'll pay tax, tributaries to thee, and they shall serve thee. And if it will make no peace, no shalom with thee, with the eye, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. What does it mean to besiege a city? What does it mean, Chabarim, to besiege a consciousness sense, a city, according to the metaphysics, the spiritual war code? A city is a consciousness. So you're going on the social media and you drop down in a particular group that's a hater, right? A hater of Kedemari, House of Lies, a hater, Vianai Rastafari, a hater of I and I, the LOJ. You know, that's that city. That's that consciousness right there, right? So here is the rules of engagement. So what does it mean, Chabarim, to besiege the enemy consciousness? And when Yahuwah Eloheka, when Jehovah, the I Chayil, Eloheka, Chayileka, the I power, have delivered it into thine hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. Hit every male thereof with the word of Jehovah. Remember the sword? Sword is the word. In the spiritual warfare, you already know what the sword is in the natural warfare. So for the natural warfare, hit him. But in the spiritual warfare, hit him. But the woman and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, all that's in that consciousness, even all the spoil thereof, shalt thou take to thyself, and thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies. You know, I and I Rastafari Israelites got to eat, right? Jehovah, thy power hath given thee. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to all the cities, all the enemy consciousnesses, all the aggregation of enemy thoughts against I and I Rastafari. So shalt thou do. According to the warlords right here, the glory of his majesty, B-I-B-L-E, thus shall thou do to all the cities that are very far off from thee, which are not the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people that Jehovah, thy power, Yahuwah Eloheka, doth give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing, no thing that breatheth. See, we said it's not for the faint-hearted. Verse 17, but thou shalt utterly destroy them. Remember, this is spiritual warfare, right? Namely, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as Jehovah, the I power, Yahuwah Eloheka, hath commanded thee. Verse 18, that they teach you not to do after all the abominations. That's why I and I as a people separate. Yeah, we may be black like the other, you know, black peoples, right? But this Torah, this direction, instruction, this glory, as his majesty, Kedemawi Haile Selassie, say to I and I and we, Rastafari. For my part, I glory in the Bible, right? So if they're not under this, then they're outside of that they teach you not to do after all the abominations that they have done to their God, to their Elohim. So should ye, y'all, akab, sin against Jehovah Elohim, against he who be, we be, your power. Verse 19. When thou shalt besiege a city, a consciousness, an enemy consciousness, a long time, long, long, long time, in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is a man's life, to employ them in the siege. So the trees that are fruitful trees, we don't destroy in battle. The fruitful trees, because a tree, right, is what? The tree is what? What it says right here, it says, for the tree of the field is a man's life. So we have to distinguish between the trees, right, that are good for food, and the trees that are not. Verse 20, Check it out. Here. Today's daily psalm, a prayer before a battle, Psalm 20. Here we're in Deuteronomy chapter 20, HaTorah, the direction, instruction for warfare, the rules of engagement in physical and temporal warfare and in spiritual warfare. Here at verse 20, only the trees that thou knowest, that they be not trees for meal, for food. It says meat, and that means in the true context for food, not fruitful trees. Thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee until it be subdued. So chop them down, right? But not the good trees, not the trees for food, but only those trees that you know is be no good for food. We're going to use them, right? We're going to use them against the siege as we besiege them. Yes, I, even on social media, besiege them. Rastafari, because we're the small.
Shall fall in it. Whosoever did get up in.
The tree. So here we had a little time right here to check out the verse, that particular verse. As he said, there's about like two to like three different words used for city, the city. It says, when thou drawest nigh to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. So here in the Chumash, in the Hebrew, ki tikrab, you draw near, ki tikrab il ir, so it's ir or ir, il ir le hi lachem, Laham to like milchama for war. Le hil lachem to fight. It's interesting because the word for war comes from the milchama, the laham. Laham is similar to the word for bread, lachem. Remember what Caleb said? Caleb said, them people are like bread for us. Eat them up, right? So here it says right here, ki atikrab el ir le la le. He lachem to fight aleha against her. The city is in a feminine sense, aleha against her. We karata, kara, to call out, to recite, to call out, like to say out by name, by word, to call out, to recite, or in a sense it could be to read, to kara. We karata. And call out aleha to her, to that city, le shalom, and proclaim peace to her. So here, then proclaim peace, shalom. It is a footer here where think Rav interprets the verse of nations other than the inhabitants of the Kanaanu, right? But others understand it also of them. He points out that Moshe offered peace. Moses, Robeno, Moses, shalom to Sihon, king of Ha'emori, king of the Amorites. And only after he declined the offer, did Moses make war against him. Remember the rules of engagement right here, in the glory of his majesty, B-I-B-L-E. There are, however, two differences. We got to note this. There are two differences between a war against the seven Canaanite nations, like the seven heads on the dragon, on that beast, the dragon, the seven Canaanite nations, and a war against other peoples. Once again, there are two differences. We hear a lot of clowns out there trying to act like they're teaching this word, and they don't really understand those nuances because they're just getting little selected verses and then rambling off a lot of nonsense. But there are two differences between a war against the seven Canaanite nations and a war against other peoples. With the latter, other peoples other than those seven Canaanite nations, with the latter, only the males were to be slain, and the women and children saved alive. With the former, speaking about those seven Canaanite nations, like the seven heads on the beast, no one was to be spared. That's why Rastaman said, even a dog that pissed against Babylon wall won't escape the judgment. Furthermore, in the event of their accepting Yisrael's peace, our shalom offer, the other nations only had to recognize Yisrael's sovereignty. You know, a lot of people talk about sovereignty, you know, like paperwork, you know, paperwork sovereignty. The only paperwork is this scripture, when the word become flesh. That's the only real paperwork sovereignty. But here, once again, in the event of the accepting Yisrael peace offer, what Babylon feel like, and I, Rastafari, called chosen and faithful, Israelite, Israel's peace offer, our shalom offer, the other nations only had to recognize Israel's sovereignty, whereas the seven nations of Canaan who actually lived among Israel had to accept the elementary laws, the Torah of humanity. This is what is known as the seven commandments of the sons of Noah, or some refer to it as the Noahide laws. So here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, going to ride up with today's daily psalm. We'll come forth the Royal Amharic first, but here, first this right here, Psalm 20. Here we was in Deuteronomy chapter 20, and just zooming in on the word for city. The word for city here is ir, or in the English they have it as I-R, ir, right? Ein, yod, resh, in the Hebrew, ein, yod, resh, or ir, right? Hebrew, confluence, flowing together, welding, kneading, cementing, like a metropolis, a city, an encampment, in a sense of a ir is like a watcher or a watchtower. Ir in that context can be like vision. Also ir coming from the Hebrew, heat, anger, wrath. Now, according to the scripts right here we have five cycle first, physical, the earthly type first. We have a Benjamite. There was a Benjamite. He was the father of Shupim and Hupim. So there was a Benjamite named Ir that was the father of Shupim and Hupim in 1 Chronicles 7 and 12. Now, in verse 7, it's written as Iri. The metaphy cycle of Ir, the Hebrew word used here in the Torah, the direction instruction of warfare, Deuteronomy chapter 20, right, is the word ir. Also, we have keriot, like Judas, the one named Judas that was the betrayer. There was other Judases that were faithful disciples, but there was Judas Iscariot. He was Ish, a man of the keriot. So keriot or keriot also means city. So distinguish which word for city is being used here in the Hebrew. Here we have ir, or in the English, I-R, right? I-R. So here the metaphy cycle of ir is the flowing together and unifying in the sense of welding, cementing of thoughts. So in the metaphysical or the spiritual warfare application of the war laws, it's kind of clear in the physical sense what these war laws are instructing, but how do we apply them in the spiritual battle, in spiritual warfare? The ir, the city, symbolizes the flowing together or unifying of thoughts that are similar in character to form a consciousness. For the consciousness, metaphysically speaking, right, is that city or metropolis of watchfulness, of waiting on God in the positive sense, right? Waiting on Ha'ilahim and keeping the mind's eye centered on that which is high and spiritual, that a keen insight into truth may be realized, the sense of watcher and watchtower and vision. Thus, here in the positive application of ir, we have Yeshua Robeinu, Jesus Memherachin, our master, our master teacher, Yeshua HaMoshiach, saying to I in Mark chapter 13, verse 33, as well as verse 37, take ye heed, watch and pray. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch, pay attention. So by continually looking within to spirit, to the iris, as I and I light, all, the true Christ, the true Moshiach, the true Messiah vision or insight into truth is open to us. Without this vision, without spiritual, iritical understanding, and a keen foresight into the workings of the law, into the workings of HaTorah. The law, HaTorah, is not kept. In other words, without that irritable, right, without the vision, the true vision, without the spiritual standing, the understanding, understanding, overstanding, and without a keen foresight into the workings of HaTorah, the workings of Jah-Law, HaTorah, Jah-Law, is not kept, as His Majesty, Garmawi Kadamawi, Hada Selassie say to I and I, to fulfill, right, fulfill the commandments, fulfill the Ten Commandments, fulfill HaTorah. The law is not kept. So, without a vision, the people what? Perish. Without irritical understanding, without a keen insight into how HaTorah works, the Torah is not kept. And what happens? Error. Error results. Thus, that's the heat. That's that heat, that anger, that wrath. Hence, there is no sure reaping of abiding good. And here there's a reference to Proverbs chapter 29 and 19. Chapter 29 and 19. Now, there's some other references to different types of cities called Ir, I-R. But here, while we're here, right here, let's just scroll forward to Keriot, the second part of Ish-Keriot or Iscariot, because his name, his surname means man of the city, man of the city. Remind me of that movie, there was the man, there was the countryman, right? Right, so we have the pagan. The pagan is the one of the country, and the urban, right, the urban is the one of the city. See if we can bring this out right here. Hold on, brothers and sisters, we'll follow up on this. But the sense of city in a metaphysical application, right, it's like a group of thoughts, right, a group of so-called like-minded ones. So social media has a lot of places where different cities, like different particular sites and cities. You know, most ones will think the same thing, so forth and so on, or something similar, right? But in that war against the enemy cities, I would reference ones to the Iscariot vibe. And Iscariot, that was the surname of the one who betrayed the Moshiach, right? So here we have Iscariot. Iscariot is the Greek from the Hebrew Iscariot. Man of Keriot, man of the cities, man of hostile encounters, man of conveniences. That was the surname of Judas, the disciple of Yeshua, who betrayed him in Matthew chapter 10, verse 4, Matthew chapter 26, verse 14. Most people focus on the Judas part, but they miss the Iscariot part. Because even in the Gospels, it says that Judas had asked Yeshua a question, but the Gospels is very specific to say that not Iscariot, that the Judah or Yehuda or Judas in the translation was not Iscariot. So Iscariot, man of the cities, Keriot being cities, Keriot was a city of Moab. Against which Jeremiah prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 24 and verse 41. Moab represents the carnal mind. Rasta man say, I do not want no carnal mind. You must be born again, no carnal, no fleshy mind. Judas Iscariot was a disciple of Yeshua HaMoshiach, who refers to the life faculty in man. Iscariot, man of Keriot, man of hostile encounters, or literally man of the cities. As the surname of Judas of Yehuda signifies that the life faculty at this phase of overcoming is not fully redeemed from carnal thought and desire. So just a little application of what it means, you know, when you talk about the cities in the metaphy cycle application, this word right here. One more right here, Rhema tune, right? And we have about a half hour to those listening in the live stream to call in. I'm going to write up the Rollin' Heart after this. As we said, this is not for the weak heart, the faint-hearted. This one here, this is the Kalungi tune, Trample Upon I and I Enemies.
know what I mean?
Woo!
Hey, bit of information for you, motherfuckers.
I trample on my enemies until them die, die, die. I shoot on a fucker's bullseye.
Bye-bye. Hey, yo.
I trample upon my enemies until them die, die, die. Batman shoot to bullseye.
The poor benign eye. Yeah, why? In the middle of the street, in front of the crowd, what a fun, pop up my gun, shoot him to none, girl, crying out, what have you done, what ought to be, don't talk to me, a motherfucker, run! Got a whole lot of gun, I need a whole lot of more, yeah, man, I think you're fun, but you gotta make sure you never know what they're teaching, so therefore I never snore, I'm stuck from feeling to flip, in the moment like me, surely please my soul, the warmth of your love to keep me out the cold, cause I've been out here just roaming on, rubbing anybody, my gun in my palm, gun in my palm, oh, kill you, motherfucker.
I trample on my enemies until they die, die, die. Rasta man, took the poor pin I buy.
Bye, bye, bye. Woo! While I sleep beneath the sheep, it's like creep. I never listen to when I speak. There's still a place to feed my bread. Those motherfuckers put the price on your head. Let them come because they gon' fall. Like the motherfuckers on up into a brick wall. What you saying to me? What's wrong with you? Have you lost your sense? I'll put a cap in your life or put a cap in your friend. Motherfuckers are ugly, I need to use my lead. I drop a stone in this motherfucking beginning. Fucking pussies. Listen.
I trample on my enemies until them die, die, die.
Burn them, Prince Selassie.
And did say it was not for the weak heart. So right here, here, let's ride up the prayer before battle.
Messiah, push up the light of them. Push up the light of them. Push up, push up, push up the light of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch. When we done burn them, motherfuckers, them fuckers, them fuckers, them
fuckers. Let's clarify something. That MF, the MF. In our application of the MF, Mother Ucca, right, the Torah is I and I Mother. Right, according to the scripts, right, hear the instruction, thy father, forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother. For those that go against the Torah instructions, right, according to the true discipleship, are the mother uckers. So one of the ones might hear it in the world sense, but that means you're outside, you're profane, you're insane, right, you can go down the drain. So come in, come in, come in, come into the holy place and overstand your grace. Torah is I and I mother. Wisdom. Those who go against Wisma, right? Wisma. Wisdom is she. Also, Yeshua HaMashiach Robeinu. I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What you say to I and I? That Wisma is justified by all her children. Our father. Yes, I. Our father. Our mother, Wisma. So in the plain, simple application, when we say Mother Ucca, right, it applies to those who go against Jah Torah, Jah's direction, instruction. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, here, here. Let's ride up, ride up, ride up. Right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, according to royal order, Psalm 20, prayer before a battle.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, when we call, when we call, when we call.
מזמור כף, למנצח מזמור לדוד. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ישגבך שם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסעדך. יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ידשני סלע. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בשועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיעה, המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו.
Shalom to Aina, Yisterling, fraternal greetings, Tenasterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachi, it's Edek. We have Mezmur Haya, Elok Le Negusu, Elok Le Negusu, Psalm for the King, Psalm for the King, Le Mezmaranaleka. Yeah, Dawid Mezmor, for the chief musician, the musical, the chant, for the Isaiah's leader. La Mezamorana Leka. Yeah, Dawid of David Mezmor, a chant, an intonation. Kutaran. Mekarak en Gaziavi Herisma. Yeah, ya ekobam laksem, yakume. Gaziavi Herisma. Good, the generous, Father. Hear thee, I, in the day of trouble. In the day of trouble. Be mekarak en mekara. Mekara. Trouble, tribulation, trials, and tribulations. Be mekarak en egazia vihar. Yisma. 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 May you hear thee, I. Yeah, ya iko amlak. And the source of Jacob, Yaakov, yeah, Yaakov Amlak Sim, Yaakume, and may the name of the source of Yaakov, Yaakume. Here, the King James Version says, the name of the God, the Elohai, Elohai, highly high, of Yaakov, Jacob, defend the eye, Yaakume, Yaakume. Yes, I raise the eye up, defend the eye, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion, out of Zion, Kutar Hulet, Ka Mekdesu Red the Aten, Ye Lakle, Ka Zionim Yatna, K
Yonim Yatna Kutersos. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Pause. Kutersos. Kurban nehin hulu. Yasibli. Yemikatela meswa itihin. Yalema limli. Kurban nehin. The eyes open. Hulu. Hulu. Yasibli. Yemikatela meswa itihin. And your burnt offering, Yemikatel, that's what it is in. Ya lem lem le. Fela poor. Kuter sauce. Poor. Verse 4. Kuter arad. In the libe. Yiste. Tekade hinem hulu. Yiste simile. Grant thee I according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel in the libih as I may heart. In the libih yisteh, may he give thee I, man, fekade hinem, and the I will hulu all. Yisetzimelih, may he fulfill for thee I, male. Elot le negusu song. Here in this song we have a prayer. Elot prayer le negusu kuter amis. Verse 5. De madane desa yilena dam lakachin sen kef kefin la len limina hin hulu exiavi her yifetzimle. We, I and I will rejoice in thy salvation, thy Yeshua, in thy victory, and in the name of I and I source, in the name of I and I source. Be madani desilena, be amlaka chinsim, kef kefin la len, hi, hi, lift the I, hi. Hi. Yes, I, Rastafari, in the name of I and I source, we will set up I and I banners. Ekaziyavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. Fulfill all thy petitions, all thy beseechings, Le menahin hulu ekaziyavihar lit. Kuter sedist. Ekziavi her, yekabawin in dadano zarea wekuhu. Kasamai mekdesu, ye melissa letal. Bek enyu vertata madan. Now know I that Ekziavi her saveth his anointed, his Moshiach, his anointed. His Christ. He will hear him from his Isla holy, set apart heaven with the saving strength. Saving strength of his right hand. Ekziari Heryek Eba Winin Dadano Zaria Wakuhu. Kasamai Mekresu Yimelissa Letal. Bekenu Bertata Madan. Kuter Sevat. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots. In and some in horses. In the ziyam, the feres, itamenalu. But, however, on the other hand, we, I and I, who remember the name of Ekaziyavi, of the sustaining, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, I and I source, true good, true God. In yagin, be amlakachin,
Be'ekziyavi Hersim Kef Kef in La Le Kuter Simins Verse 8 Enar Su Tesine Kakalo Wodeku Inya Gin Tinesa Sentinem Makumin. They are brought down and fallen, but we, I and I, are risen and stand upright. And our soul tells in the kakalo, wadeku, are fallen, are failing, in ya again. However, I and I, ten the sun, risen, sentinem, and firmly coming, stand. Kuter Zetang, verse 9. Ave tu Nugusin Adno Betran Himak en Simon. Save Ave tu. My father is father, O Ab of the Beit. Ave tu Nugusin Adno. Save the king. Save the king. May the king hear I and I when we call. Bet ran him ken in the day that I and I call. Bet ran him ken. Simon, hear I and I.
You are hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No! No!
Personal recognizance?
No!
Mother's custody?
No!
Man, let's have a revolution.
Revolution. Here. Evolution of the time right here. Got 12 minutes, y'all. Those listening to the live stream won't get it here now or catch the replay while supplies last. Gonna ride up, goes to the Hebrew and the Midrash right here. The study of today's daily psalm, prayer before Baco, very, very interesting. But here, Bad Brains with Revolution Dub.
life in your heart. Every day you are with God. If you're lost, rock the roll. You are the next and we grow. Sometimes I go back, I'll come back, go right. Some not go right, I'll say some not go right. We daddy did, we daddy did, we daddy did, we daddy did, hey, hey.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the fuller full now. Now, call and fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 On the replay.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
So here we got 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 515-602-9761. Gonna write up the Hebrew, go through the verse by verse, and we have the Midrash, the study here on the scientist repatriation dub coming forward. Yes, I.
Boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor Kaf. Psalm 20, Psalm XX, Mizmor Kaf. La Menatzeach, Mizmor Lidawi. For the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach. For the overcomer, Mizmor Lidawi. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. Ya'anka Yahuwah, Biyom Tzara. Yes, I give a tashim, Elohe Yaakov. Jehovah answer thee, the eye in the day of trouble. Ya'anika Yahuwah, Biyom Tzara. Yes, I give a tashim, Elohe Yaakov. The name of the Elohim, Elohe Yaakov, Elohim of Jacob, set thee up on high. Yitzhakab Baka She Elohe Yaiko Yishlacha Ezraka Mikodesh Umitziona Yisadeka. Send forth thy help from the sanctuary. Yishlach Ezraka Mikodesh. And support thee, the eye, out of Zion. U mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kola minchoteka. Ve'olateka yidashne sela. Receive the memorial of all thy meal offerings. Yizkor kola minchoteka, and accept the fat of thy burnt sacrifice. Ve'olateka yidashne sela. Pause. Yitain leka kila baveka. Ukola its ateka yimale. Grant thee the eye according to thine own heart. Yitain leka kila baveka. Ukola its ateka yimale. And fulfill all thy counsel. Yitain leka kila vaveka vekola itzateka yimale. Neranena biyashuateka uveshem Eloheinu anidkola yimale Yahuwah kola mishaloteka. We will shout for joy in thy victory. Victory. Neranena bi shuateka. We will shout for joy. Neranena. Neranena bi shuateka. In the eyes Yeshua. In the eyes salvation. Neranena bi shuateka. Uveshem Eloheinu anidkol. And in the name of our Elohim, u b'shem Eloheinu nidgol. We, I and I, will set up our standards. Yimale Yahuwah kol amish eloteka. Jehovah, fulfill all thy petitions. Yimale Yahuwah kol amish eloteka. Ata yada iti yaki Yahoshia Yahuwah nishiho ya nehuwa nishme kadisho bi gavrota yesha'a yimino. Now know I that Jehovah saveth his anointed. Ata yada iti ki Yahoshia Yahuwah mishiho. He will answer him from his holy, his island, his set apart heaven. Ya enehu mi shemek adisho. With the mighty axe, bi gavrot. With the mighty axe, bi gavrot. Yesha yemino. With the mighty axe of his saving right hand. Bi gavrota yesha'a yimin. Eilev arekev, eilev asusi. Wa enachnu b'shemi Yahuwah Eloheinu nazikir. Some trust in chariots. Eilev. barakab, and some in horses with ale basusim. But we wa enachnu, but we, but I and I wa enachnu b'shemi Yehovah Eloheinu anazakir. But we, I and I, will make mention of the name of Jehovah, I and I, Elohim. Wa'anachnu b'shemi Yahuwah Eloheinu nazikir. Heima kareuwa w'naflu wa'anachnu amnu wa'anita odad. They are bowed down and fallen. Heima kareu w'naflu. But we, I and I, wa'anachnu amnu. But we are risen. Wa'anachnu amnu. And stand upright. Wa'anita odad. Yahuwah Hoshi'ah. Hameleka ya'enenu v'yom ka'arenu. Say Yahuwah, Yahuwah Hoshi'ah. Say Jehovah, Jehovah save, save Yahuwah, Yahuwah Hoshi'ah. Hameleka ya'enenu. May the King answer us. Hamelech ya'enenu v'yom ka'enu. In the day that we, that I and I call v'yom ka'enu. Hamelech ya'enenu v'yom ka'enu. Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A Pa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A Pa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta. A Aleph, Ba Beit, Ga Gimel, Da Dalet, Ha Hey, Wa Wow, Za Zain, Ha Chet, Ta Tet, Ya Yod, Ka Kaf, La Lamed, Ma Bain, Na Nun, Sa Samech, A Ain, Pa Pei. Sa Sadai Ka Kof Ra Resh Sha Shin Ta Tau Abba Gadaha Wa Zahat A Yakalamana Sa Apa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta
Blessing from the elders to the babe and suckling in this time, and for the generation to come, and the generations after.
Not did his job, so did Joshua with his rod. We calling on the Rasta, calling on the Rasta.
Israel, hear, 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 Israel. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf. Psalm 20, Mizmor Kaf. Psalm XX.
Federation.
For the leader, a psalm of David. The Lord answer thee in the day of anguish. Lamna Tzeyach, Mizmor Ledaw. Ya'anikai Yehovah B'yom Tzara. Elsewhere, scripture says this, according to Psalm 91, Hebraically, verse 15, it reads, He shall call up on me, he shall call upon I, and I will answer him. I will be with him in anguish. Yikraini ve'einehu imo anoki. He shall call up on I.
He
cry me, and I will answer him. Where I may who, and I will be with him.
Amo,
I know he in trouble. By that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, He means, when anguish comes upon the B'nai Yisrael, upon the sons, the children of Israel, and they call upon me, upon I. Make them but partner my glory with them, and I shall answer them forthwith, as Scripture says, he shall call upon me, upon I, and I will answer. I will answer. Yikraini we anehu. What is man by? I will be with him in anguish. What is meant by I will be with him in trouble? Emo anoki bitzara. Emo anoki bitzara. I will be with him in anguish. I will be with him bitzara. Bitzara. In tzara. In anguish. In tzara. Bitzara. In trouble. Rav Yudan told a parable. A parable of a pregnant woman, of a woman with child, who was angry with her mother. Even as the woman was giving birth, she made her mother go into an upper chamber. And as the woman below groaned with pain, the mother above, hearing her voice, groaned with her. Hear, a midrash note, with her. So the PE, the printed edition, the edited text reads above, above. So as the woman groaned with pain, the mother above, hearing her voice, groaned with her, groaned above. The neighbors ask, what sort art thou that thou criest? Givest thou birth with her? She replied, my daughter, is she not in pain? How can I endure her cries? So behold me, behold I, groaning with her, for my daughter's anguish is likewise mine. Just so, when the holy temple was destroyed, there was heard through the whole world a sound of weeping and wailing, as is said even in Isaiah 22 and 12, where it reads, in that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to mourning. In that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to mourning. Vayikra Adonai Yahweh Tzvaot Bayom Ha'hu Livaki Ualia Nisa Bed. And in that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to lamentation. Vayikra Adonai Yahweh Tzvaot Bayom Ha'hu Libaki Ualia Nisaped. Thereupon, the ministering angels ask, can such things be in thy presence? Can such things be in thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception? Is it not written of thee I, even in 1 Chronicles 16:27, glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Hoda vihadara lifanayo. Oza v'chedva bia mikomo. Glory and honor, hod v'hadar. Glory, hod v'hadar. Hod v'hadar lifanayo. glory and honor in his presence, in his face. Lift Fanayo. Strength and gladness. Oz wichedwa. Strength, oz wichedwa and gladness. Chedwa be mekomo, in his place. Is it not written? Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ha'el Elohim replied, is not my temple destroyed? Are not my children thrown in chains? And should I not therefore be in anguish? Is it not written even in Psalm 91, first verse, I will be with him in anguish? Hear ye here, Midrash typo, Psalm 91. Mizmor Mitzadai Aleph, verse 15. I will be with him in anguish. I will be with him in trouble. Imo Anoki V'tzara. I will be with him V'tzara, in anguish. Imo Anoki V'tzara. I will be with him in trouble. Therefore, it is also written, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Yeshayah, in Isaiah 52:5. Now therefore, what do I have? What do I hear? I will be with him in anguish. Here in Isaiah 52:5. Now therefore, what do I hear, saith the Lord? My people is taken away. They that rule over them make them to howl. And my name continually, itinually all the day is blasphemed. Ve'ata mahli afoh num Yahuwah kia lukach amiyachinam. Moshalav, Moshlayo, Yehelilua, Nuum Yahuwah, Vitami, Kol Hayoma, Shemiya, Mia Noat. Now therefore, Wi'ata, now therefore, what do I hear? Wi'ata, Mahaliya Foh, Nuum Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. The oracle, Noom Yahweh, the oracle of Jehovah. Kia lukacha ami chinam, seeing that my people ami is taken away, chinam, for naught. Moshlav, Moshlayowa yehelilu, Noom Yahweh, they that rule over, that rule over them. Moshlayo yehelilu, do how, they that rule over them do how. Yehelilu num Yahuwah, the oracle of Jehovah, saith Jehovah. With Tamid, and continually, itinually, with Tommy, Kol Hayom Shemi Mia Noat, and my name Shemi, continually, itinually, Tommy, all the day, Kol Hayom is blaspheme, Mia Noat. Rav Yehoshua HaKohen, Joshua the priest, said, in this mizmor, in this psalm, are 9 verses corresponding to the 9 months, the 9 moons that a woman carries a child. And what do the 9 verses say? Quote, may he who answers a woman in the anguish of her labor, answer you also. Rav Shimon bar Abba, Simeon bar Abba, said, you find that from the beginning of the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, to this Mizmor, to this Psalm, to this chant, there are 18 Psalms. The Psalms, Blessed is the Man, Ashrei HaIsh, Psalm 1 and 1. And why do the nations rage? Lama rachu goyim? Why do the nations rage? Being taken together as one psalm. Psalm 1 and 1. Ashrei ha'ish. Blessed, happy is the man. And Psalm 2 and 1. Lama rachu goyim? Why do the heathen, why do the nations rage? Being taken together as one psalm, corresponding to the 18 benedictions that a man prays every day. And even as it is said to a man, concluding the 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, quote, may thy prayer be answered. So it was said to Dawid, to David, after he concluded 18 psalms, the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 20, Hebraically the second verse. Ya'anakai Yahuwa b'yom z'ara Jehovah. Answer thee, I, in the day of trouble, in the day of anguish, in the day of trouble. Ya'anaka Yahuwah b'yom ara. And here, 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 Midrash, a Midrash note. Here in the Yehudi, the Siddur, or the Authorized Prayer Book, we have Psalm 19 and 15 is used, and Psalm 20 is said after the prayer of the Shemona Esrei, after the prayer of the 18 benedictions. So here, here, here in the Siddur, in the Authorized Prayer Book, we have Psalm 19, verse 15 being said, and Psalm 20, the first verse, also being said, in connection with the Shemona Esrei, in connection with the 18 benedictions, and with Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 being one psalm, we have 18 psalms leading up to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20. Now, should it be argued, but there are really 18 or 19 psalms, should one argue that there are really 19 psalms, say in reply, in the daily prayer of benedictions, counting Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who causes the horn of salvation to flourish, there are also 19 benedictions. So, should it be argued that there are really 19 psalms before the 20th psalm? Say in reply, in the daily prayer of benedictions, counting Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who causes the horn of salvation to flourish, there are also 19 benedictions. Here again, refer to the Yehudi Siddur, the prayer book, the Authorized Prayer Book. Another comment on Ya'anikai Yehovah B'yom Tzara, Jehovah answer for thee, beyond in the day of trouble. Ya'anaka, Yahweh, b'yom, ara. What day of trouble? What b'yom, ara? The day that all acknowledge is a day of trouble above and below. A day that even the ministering angels fear. Mark what is written of it. According to Yeremiyahu, according to Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 5 to 6. Thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear. Wherefore do I see all faces turned to paleness? Ki koh amar Yahuwah kola chrada shamainu pachada vein shalom. Thus saith Jehovah, ki koh amar Yahuwah, we have heard a voice of trembling. Kola chrada shamainu, of fear and not of peace. Pachad with ain shalom. Shaluna uaru ima yoleda zakara madua raiti yakola gavara yadayo Allah latayo akayo leda vene hefku akola panima liyerakon. Ask ye now, ask y'all now, shaluna, shaluna, ask ye now, uru, and see, shaluna, uru, ask y'all now and see, im yoled zakar, whether a man doth travail with child. Im yoleid zakar madu'ar raiti kola gavar, wherefore do I see